Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church and loving it.
And I'm Doug McBurney. I am a pew warmer at Denver Bible Church and no other, as a matter of fact.
So, Doug, welcome back to the studio.
Yes, it's great to be here. Sorry I couldn't be here earlier in the week, but I wanted to help.
Well, that's all right. I know we have important news stories to cover.
Well.
And, hey, our video, the show you and I did on the negative effects of marijuana, it's now a YouTube video.
Oh, really?
Negative effects of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And it links back to our kgov.com/pot article.
Right.
One employer, he told me he might call us today, but I'll tell the story anyway.
Okay.
He had an employee who said she smoked pot every day and it really helped her.
Oh.
So he brought her to kgov.com/pot.
Yeah.
And he showed her this page and all these peer-reviewed studies. And she's like, oh, that's all made up. He said, well, let's click on this one where it shrinks your brain.
Oh.
And this one where it lowers your IQ permanently.
Yeah.
And they go to peer-reviewed, you know, scientific journals.
Yeah.
And she quit.
She quit working for him?
Yeah. So he contacted us to thank us. Isn't that awesome?
Scared off the pothead?
Yeah.
Hey, did you know that there was a new defense actually in court? I'm sure you remember just a couple years ago, Richard Kirk, who shot his wife to death while she was on the phone with the police.
Mm, yeah.
He had eaten a marijuana edible and then had shot and killed his wife. And his defense now is that the marijuana made him do it. And
well, pot never killed anybody.
Well, nobody told Richard Kirk that or his wife. He says the marijuana candy made him psychotic.
So that very well may be, but
Yeah, absolutely may have happened.
So when
absolutely.
People plead temporary insanity,
yeah.
I mean, why isn't it you get a ticket for not coming to a full stop? Why don't you just plead temporary insanity?
Yeah,
I've been waiting to do that
for
years now. Why do you have to commit murder before you plead temporary insanity?
Right.
You might be guilty by way of insanity, but it should be guilty.
Yeah.
You're guilty.
Well, he has pled not guilty by reason of insanity, saying that marijuana made him.
And that very well could be.
And.
But he shouldn't have taken the pot.
No.
Because you lose control of your faculties, and then you're dangerous, and it's your fault.
Absolutely. And he should be held responsible. But I do agree that the people who made and sold these edibles to him, I think they bear responsibility, too. They're drug dealers.
Well, sure.
They're drug dealers. And it's different than gun manufacturers. See, people, I argued with this with an associate. He said, well, then you're saying that we could go after all the gun manufacturers.
No,
I said,
so
no.
Foolish.
No.
People can't think. Was that guy a pothead, whoever you were talking to?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Oh, surprise. Yes, surprise.
An avowed pothead. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he can't think. The gun doesn't cause you to lose control of your faculties.
Right.
Just like a cigarette. Yeah. You know, a cigarette could harm your respiration.
Yeah, your cardiovascular system.
But it doesn't harm your ability to think.
No.
It doesn't do that.
You don't lose
the
control.
The way getting drunk harms your ability to think, and you become a risk to others.
Right.
Because you put people at unnecessary risk. You become grossly negligent when you're high or drunk. Same thing.
Yep.
And so that,
Anyway, have there not been enough of these incidents where people literally lose their minds and kill someone else or themselves?
Yeah.
Have there not been enough for Colorado's government?
We have to add that to our kgov.com/pot page.
Well, I think we already have the incident up there.
Oh, we do.
I think so.
It's the most well-informed page on the entire internet.
But when will the governor or the legislature take a look at this issue that maybe legalizing drugs is a bad idea? Have there not been enough people killed?
Right. Maybe businesses will start paying us for at least like a finder's fee, only every time an employee quits, when they've showed them our pot page, Maybe that, you know, throw a little donation.
Yeah, think how much money we've saved the company by getting the pothead off the payroll.
I'd say right off the bat with this first employee that we found out who quit,
yeah,
after looking at kgov.com/pot, probably saved that company like $8,000.
Yeah, easily could have.
Yeah.
We'll take 10% of that. Hey, all right. You know who has not looked at kgov.com/pot, obviously?
Who?
Is the author of this article at the Daily Beast.
Oh.
Because the author of the article.
That's Newsweek?
It's something.
That's the carcass of Newsweek. The print media, it's right. All going bankrupt. The whole industry.
The rotting, festering carcass of Newsweek has degenerated to the Daily Beast. And the author says at the end of the article, the link between cannabis use and violence is weak or unsubstantiated. This is a pothead writing for the Daily Beast, obviously.
Right. Right.
Because the link to cannabis and violence in some cases is obvious and established, and this is such a case. He just reported on it.
Right. And how about all the suicides, all the increase in suicide and suicide attempts
yeah.
and young people? And anyway. Sure, just go to kgov.com/pot.
Well, I'll have to check out the video.
Okay. Now, Doug, we've got so much important news. Even
there is.
So much, but I've been sick. You could still hear it in my voice.
You sound a little worn out there.
So this past weekend, my brothers, Brian and David, who lives back east, who's here in Colorado,
yeah,
they said I had to go up in the mountains fishing.
Yes.
So, you know, I was just recuperating while they're catching fish. Opened up one rainbow trout, probably 500 eggs, just like caviar.
Wow.
And so they're scooping their hands into the fish and eating the caviar.
Get out of here.
I'm like, just, you know, shake some of the salt right into your mouth.
Oh.
What? It's caviar.
Okay.
You know how much that cost in a store?
I don't think trout eggs qualify as. Anyway,
why not?
Anyway, I'm sure it was fine. I'm not sure I could do that.
Oh.
I just don't know that I could eat the eggs right out.
Right out of the, and, yeah.
Yeah?
Well, so anyway.
When they go deer hunting, do they rub the blood all over their faces?
Well, my brother who fishes like his whole life.
Yeah.
He's a master fisherman. David, we're there and he's like, I got to clean my hands. Ken Scott caught a fish.
Oh, yeah?
So he takes the fish out of the water. You know, it's on the string.
Right.
And he rubs his hands on the fish.
Yeah.
To clean his hands.
That's how he cleans his hands.
And I said, Dave, I never saw that before.
That's interesting.
And that way, when he puts the lures on and out, all, he's not going to smell of sunscreen.
Yes. That's
See,
pretty
he's
smart.
He's a professional fisherman.
I would not have thought of that. That's yeah. pretty good.
So you're the first person I've ever seen clean his hands on a fish.
That's pretty cool.
So at any rate.
So you're up in the mountains and you wanted some entertainment, maybe some news, what?
I'm driving back home, still yeah. sick.
Right.
So it didn't cure me the whole trip.
Well.
Few fish eggs didn't cure me.
But it didn't hurt.
But I thought, I'm in Berthoud, and I thought, let me try, because I was listening to some KLTT, 670 AM.
Oh, sure.
I thought, let me try some of these other talk stations like KHOW
uh-huh.
and KNUS and KOA.
All right.
And so I could do sort of a broadcast radio test.
Sure.
To see, and I recorded it on my phone, so I've got it. I could play it for you.
I want to hear it.
And I'd like to know from you which station has the clearest signal about an hour west of Denver in the mountains.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a real-life test.
And I'm sick.
All right.
Radio broadcast reception test. This is Bob Enyart. I'm about 1 hour from Denver, Colorado, up in the mountains in Berthoud, and I've just taken a screenshot of my GPS location map to indicate exactly where I am. And let's check first, AM 670 KLTT, the station of Bob Enyart Live in Real Science Radio.
Ministry, life, and story, log on to MonicaHawkinsMinistries.org.
Sounds okay.
We pray
good.
That God reaches, yeah. teaches, yeah. and changes.
All right, that's 670. Now let's go to 630 KHOW, that's AM 630 KHOW.
And it's also causing flowing off and on coming out of Castle Rock.
Some static.
You may want to consider taking.
Now we'll go to 710 KNUS. 710 KNUS.
Well, that's pretty weak.
All right, that doesn't sound very good for KNUS. Now,
the so-called blowtorch of the Rocky Mountains, KOA Radio, AM 850 KOA.
In an interesting position this morning as they try to figure out how to handle the situation.
Quite a bit of static there. Static. Now let's go back to 670 one last time. AM 670 KLTT.
On the radio. Yes, I feel refreshed. I feel refreshed.
Yeah. All right, and I feel refreshed too. I'm glad to see that as we've been saying for years, AM 670 KLTT is the most powerful radio station in Colorado, 50,000 watts, very low on the AM dial at 670. And the lower on the dial you get, the further the signal goes with the higher quality signal.
Yeah.
So this is Bob Enyart reporting for Real Science Radio and BEL. May God bless you.
Well, nicely done.
All right. See that? Even when you're sick, you can do that. And then you could deduct the cost of the whole trip from your taxes.
Absolutely. You were working.
Now, how is that?
You never said that. I never heard you say that. Your accountant is cringing right now.
What? Cringing? What? No, I'm only kidding. But, Doug, you know, we've said this for all these years.
Oh, well, I've lived it because I drive a lot. And yeah. KLTT is the last station you lose.
From Colorado.
From Denver.
When you're driving north, south, east, west.
Any direction. Doesn't matter. 670 will hang on longer than any of the others.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And then, of course, via kgov.com, also KLTT, they stream also. So
yes.
You could get it right from them or go to our website, kgov.com, and you get it anywhere.
Oh, yeah. And I download your show. If I have a long drive and I know I'm going to go out of range of our local radio reach, I'll download half a dozen shows off the archive onto my phone. And then it goes onto the Bluetooth in the car, and it's as if I'm listening to the radio. It's awesome.
Yeah, that is cool. That's fun. And we have... You know, people are coming June 3rd, Friday night at Shanahan Steakhouse.
I'll be there.
For our 25th anniversary Founders Club steak dinner.
Yes.
What a great time we're going to have.
I'm looking forward to
it. We've got about 30 people that'll be there so far.
That is awesome.
Turns out my wife, Cheryl, will be there now.
Somebody stepped up.
We're so thrilled that Cheryl will be there. And we have, you know, we have so many volunteers work for BEL.
Yes.
But there's one that... We really wish could come, but he said, understandably, he can't afford it.
Uh-huh.
Many of our volunteers, it's all labor of love.
Of course.
This guy gets minimum wage.
Yeah.
By minimum wage, I don't mean government. I mean
the minimum possible
wage. And he tells me his parents give him no money whatsoever.
Wow.
He gets no money.
What a poor guy. Sounds like a really hard life.
This is my son, Dominic, right?
I was thinking maybe.
So at any rate.
So you found the absolute minimum amount of money you can pay another human being to show up and do work. You found that some.
And you know what? He's one of the best board ops we've ever had.
Oh, not one of the best. He's the best.
I would say the best if I wasn't thinking of Will Duffy.
Yeah. I've worked with Will Duffy. I knew Will Duffy. Dominic, you're no Will Duffy. You're actually a little better
when
it comes to the
sound. What politician said that? That was in a debate.
That was said to Dan Quayle regarding John F. Kennedy by a Democrat, an old, broken-down, decrepit Democrat who was running with Walter Mondale. His name escapes me.
And he said, you're no Ted Kennedy. And if Quayle had any sense to him at all, he would have said, well, first of all, my wife thanks you.
Ho-ho.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
That's instantly what I said to Cheryl. He should have said right
there. Maybe someone in the audience can remember who that old Democrat was and call and try to remind us, because it's embarrassing. Someone so powerful that he was actually running for the Vice President of the United States, and we can't even remember his name, Lloyd Benson. Lloyd Benson said that to Dan Quayle.
Doug, you're good.
I do
you
believe.
Pulled that right out
yes.
of
Yes, that was
that
it.
That memory of yours. So Will was good.
Will was awesome. He was good. Dominic's a little better on the just on the board op and on the editing. He can edit audio like no one ever.
And you know what?
Ever.
Business correspondence.
Did he work on the video for the pot thing? Did he work on that?
But
audio?
Video, he's going to start doing tutorials on video production for our YouTube channel.
Awesome.
So that'll be fun. But
That's what I meant. Video. He's good
he's
on the
doing
video
audio.
Yeah. He's awesome.
But business correspondence,
yeah.
It's blown me away. I said, Dominic, what did you take a course in business correspondence? He writes better than anyone we've had work here, well, other than maybe when Doug McBurney was working here.
I used to work here. I did.
You did.
I worked for the minimum wage, which was zero.
That's the minimum wage.
I doubled that within the first 30 days, though, and it was all up from there. It's been great.
But
it
Doug,
is a labor
thank you
of love.
For all that.
It's an honor to work alongside someone whose main focus in life is not to win arguments, it's to save souls. Because it's not just about winning the argument. It's
no,
about,
of course not.
It's about leading people
to We want
to
be proved wrong when we're wrong.
Yes.
We have an errata link right on our homepage.
Well, you have
for
been
20
big
years.
To, yeah, you've admitted when you were wrong.
But anyway, if Dominic could end up going to the dinner, I mean, yeah. I think it'd be the first time in his life he'd go to
so
a place like Shanahan's.
Someone would have to call, and they would have to pony up $1,000 to buy Dominic a ticket.
Because the guys who are running the event,
yeah.
They wouldn't let my wife in.
That's right. Well, there has to be rules.
They wouldn't let, I mean, my producer, Daryl Berkey, Daryl said, hey, guys, you know, I'll just pay for the meal. And they wouldn't let Daryl Berkey in.
Right.
But Daryl's going, of course.
I hope so.
Well, we had to work on that.
Yeah. Well, I'm making the plea right now for someone in the audience to pony up the $750 for Dominic's ticket. I'll go $250.
What do you mean $750?
I'll go $250 if someone
Doug,
else will.
Come on.
I just need a couple friends.
Doug, you already paid for your own ticket and
well,
you work
okay.
here.
That's okay. So anyway, Dominic, I'm in $250. If we can't find three other people who want you to be at the dinner, you might want to look for another gig. Because surely there's three people in our audience. We only need $750 more dollars.
Right.
I'll go $250. We're making the plea right now.
Right.
You can call 800-836-9278 and get Dominic to Shanahan's. Have you ever had a ribeye at Shanahan's? He's never had a ribeye at Shanahan's.
He's never.
You don't want a kid growing up.
Somebody just called.
Yeah. We need
303-463-7789 is the back door number. Remember that. Or 800-8-N-Yards.
Yeah.
800-836-9278.
Wherever you're listening, whether you're in Denver or you're across the country, you're listening to the podcast, we only need
$750 more. And the money would go, I hate the word cause.
No, it's not a cause.
I hate people say it's for a good cause. I hate that word.
Yeah, it's just not a good cause.
But the money is going toward helping Bob and Yurt Live continue, as long if the Lord tarries,
right.
to continue reaching people for perhaps another 25 years. I don't know.
Easily could happen.
I have to
yeah.
lose 70 pounds to make that happen.
Not easily,
but
guess.
But Lord willing.
Yeah. So that would be great if we could get Dominic to the dinner. So there, call 303-463-7789 and help with that. We've got some personhood news in the news.
Oh.
I want to start with Slipknot. They're a heavy metal band. I'm sure you've got all their records or cassettes or
Slipknot.
CDs. Slipknot.
The last I knew, it was we're getting a call.
We got a caller.
From Brian Jr. Brian Jr., you're on with Doug McBurney and Bob Enyart.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing great, Brian. Speak your mind.
So we know this, Brian. Go ahead, Brian.
Okay. Well, hey, Doug, I wanted to put in an extra $250 for Dominic's ticket.
All right. So we're at $500. We're halfway home, Dominic.
Wow.
We're halfway there. We
Brian, thank you very much. That's encouraging.
What an enormous blessing, Brian. That is awesome.
Dominic, hope to see you there. Good luck, guys.
It's making him feel good, too. Thank you very much.
We're at $500.
All right.
303-463-7789. If you want Dominic, obviously he's deprived. He
told me his parents don't even give him...
No allowance.
An allowance.
No allowance.
No money.
No. The poor guy.
So I got to look into that, see if that's true.
So we only need a couple more people, or one if you've got $500 just laying around. You could help Dominic get a ribeye at Shanahan's. 303-463-7789. Now, the Iowa Supreme Court has ruled in a case that basically a child who was not born, they found for a child who was not born at the time of the incident. This child's father was the bassist for Slipknot, which is apparently a heavy metal band.
Slipknot.
I see their T-shirts, and I can't tell if it's a joke or if they're serious.
I thought that was some homosexual group that teaches kids how to tie knots.
Well,
that's called the Boy Scouts. Sorry. Sorry.
Well, I don't think this band is homosexual because the bass player had a wife.
Was married.
And she was pregnant at the time that the bass player overdosed accidentally, mind you, on a combination of morphine and fentanyl, unfortunately. So the mom sues the doctor who...
That's like playing Russian roulette and saying he accidentally shot himself in the head.
Yeah.
That's actually. Like that.
Well, the thing is he did not intend to kill himself at that time.
It's like playing Russian roulette.
Yeah. You don't intend to.
No.
Who thinks the gun's going to go off? Who thinks that you're going to get a little too much fentanyl that one time?
Mm.
So he dies. The doctor, who knows the guy's a drug addict, the guy's been in and out of rehab. He's a heavy metal bass player. Mm. By definition, he's a drug addict.
Right.
So the doctor is sued by the wife on behalf of the child who was not born when the father died. And the court ruled that the child was deprived of something called parental consortium.
The child, wait a minute.
They ruled
there
the child.
There was no child. If the child was in utero, it's not a child. Well, it's just a tissue.
Well, that's it. Now, the attorneys for the doctor, the defense attorneys, they asserted in court that the law does not apply to a child not yet born. And furthermore, they asserted that an unborn child is not yet living.
That's Nine News. Nine News said that two days ago.
Oh.
Nine News. Really? Anastasia Bolton.
Anastasia.
You were out
Bolton.
Of town.
Yeah, Anastasia Bolton.
She said that baby Aurora, you know, that horrific.
I know.
That monster who got a 100-year jail sentence.
I know the story.
That the baby Aurora was found dead in the bathtub.
No.
And the eyewitness testimony, which is in the arrest affidavit
right.
for that Danelle Lane.
Uh-huh.
The eyewitness testimony is that baby Aurora was struggling.
Struggling means not dead.
Not dead.
You'd have to be alive to struggle.
Right. A dead body struggle.
Isn't gasping? Didn't someone say that the child gasped?
Yeah,
for
the eyewitness
breath,
right? that the child was struggling to gasp or some words to that effect.
Yeah.
We have it right on our website. Colorado Right to Life has it on their homepage right at the top.
Right.
And you could see the arrest warrant affidavit. And you see the words highlighted mm-hmm. that the baby was struggling in the bathtub.
Yeah.
And Nine News has the gall to say the baby was found dead.
Mm.
Now, if our courts are perverse enough to say if you don't take a breath, you're not a person. Because now this is the little girl who was not a person.
Oh.
This is the girl who was not. You see her photo.
Mm-hmm.
It's so moving.
Seen, yeah.
The girl who was not a person.
Yeah.
But whether she took a breath or not. I mean, she's alive.
Certainly was alive.
Oh, women carrying babies for 9 months, they're not dead until they take a breath. That's the redefinition of, it's like 1984, George Orwell.
Mm.
And so only those defense attorneys, but Nine News, NBC affiliate Nine News, is doing the same thing.
Yep. And Anastasia Bolton, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed. And so should these lawyers. Now, they asserted this in court. Now, the court ruled for the mother, the court ruled for the child, saying that the child had suffered injury, being denied a father, basically.
Which is appropriate.
It is appropriate, but the court, the judge went out of his way to sidestep any implications his decision might have regarding personhood or abortion.
Of course.
The judge actually wrote, whether an unborn child is a person is beside the point. Can you imagine trying to defend that statement on Judgment Day?
Wow.
God's going to say, what? It was beside the point. Well, what was the point, mister? You were a judge. I don't want to be standing too close
It'd
to that.
It'd be
guy.
Like saying a black isn't a person or a Jew isn't a person. You know, American Right to Life has an article, AmericanRTL.org/Constitution.
Yeah.
Which doesn't matter if something's in the Constitution, whether it's right or not. Right or wrong is the same in every country throughout history.
Existed long before the Constitution.
Right. Yeah. So that it's irrelevant. But it's interesting when you see that the U.S. Supreme Court in 1884 ruled that the plaintiff, in this case, MacArthur v. Scott, was unborn and regarding the will of the grandfather.
Oh.
And they ruled in favor of the plaintiff. And similarly, in 1972... Weber versus Aetna Casualty Insurance Company, the youngest child was born posthumously.
Oh.
That's after the father's death. and the court ruled that the case requires equality of treatment between two classes of persons. That's a quote.
Two classes of persons?
Of persons.
Wow. Now, why wouldn't a precedent like that in 1972, why would that have not had an effect on
in
the
1973.
Decision? A year, not even a year later. Not even a year later.
And so, but here's an email I got from some young guy named Dominic.
Okay.
And it said, the email said, Dad. I don't want to say who sent the email. But it said, Dad, how about this argument to show people that the baby is not part of the mother's body? Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, when the mother has died tragically, the baby has survived.
Well, that's true. Yes.
So when you die, part of your body doesn't survive when you die.
Well, that's undeniable truth.
And so the mother dies, and oftentimes the baby survives, which is yet, it just adds to the how obvious it all is.
Of course.
I mean, half the time it's a boy.
Well.
The mother's never a boy.
Yes. Well, but even though you and I realize this intuitively, it's obvious, but we've got a whole generation of people, two generations, who've been raised to believe and taught.
They can't think.
Yeah.
Because stupid doesn't make you sin, but sin makes you stupid.
Yeah. And insane, I do believe. I believe it leads to genuine mental illness.
Liberalism is a mental disease.
Yeah.
At some level.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Atheists are crazy.
It's mostly sinful.
Yeah, that's most of it.
But it makes you mentally ill. You're not guarding your mental health.
Well, listen how mentally ill liberalism has made Harvard professor Mark Tushnet. Now, I know that this made the rounds. Mark Tushnet is a Harvard professor of something. He's professing something there. Anyway, he basically asserted in a Facebook post last Friday before last maybe, the culture wars are over, the conservatives lost, we won. And he says the question is now, how do we deal with the losers? And then he says a hard line seemed to work reasonably well in Germany and Japan after 1945.
Ooh. So in other words, Nuremberg trials.
Nuremberg trials for the conservatives by the liberals.
Sure. This is what Jesus said, that when you're angry without cause, it's like murder.
Uh-huh.
And given the time and opportunity, you would act out. That's why lust is like adultery, because given the time and opportunity, you would destroy your neighbor's marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And given the time and opportunity, if you're envious, you will steal.
Yeah.
So when you sin in your heart, it's as though you committed the sin, the crime itself.
And God is wise enough to know that.
Yeah.
And that's why he warns us.
And that's why liberalism, you know, they would cry all over again, crucify him, crucify him.
Yes, they would.
And Richard Dawkins.
Yeah.
All over again. Lawrence Krauss.
Mm-hmm.
They would crucify the Lord again to vindicate themselves. And tens of millions of their fans would applaud.
Yes.
And that's why there's a hell.
And in his mercy, he lets them live.
Sunday is Hell Sunday at Denver Bible Church.